You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I dodged a bullet this weekend.
All right, sure.
A certain portly sports writer was within 5 miles of Jackass Ranch, dead tired in the middle of the night, and looking for a place to lay his weary head. And he did not call me.
No.
I can't tell you how much I respect you for that, Royce. Thank you.
Instead, I stopped at the... Is it a Cenex there at one of the exits on the right? It's kind of big.
Yeah.
I stopped there. I filled up.
Yeah.
I went and got one of those five-hour whatchamacallits.
Energies, yeah.
And a Diet Coke, of course. Then I sat in the car for 15 minutes and contemplated whether I wanted to continue or call Kenny. And I said, I can do it. Alexander.
What kind of traffic's on the road at that hour?
A bunch of 18-wheelers and you. That's about it.
Here's the deal, Royce. The phone, I put it on airplane mode when I go to bed, and I answer the door with a shotgun.
Okay, so I would have been out of luck. Even if the girl in the telephone could have told me how to get to your front door, I wouldn't have made any difference.
I would have given you the line that you've given so many of us. Keep moving, pal.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The ultimate snub with a two barrel.
Yes. You know,
that is the ultimate snub right there.
Yeah, thank you.
I was, that first 100 miles once you cross the river is boring as hell. Then when you get to Alexandria, you can say, it's not far to Sauk Center. And when you get to Sauk Center, you feel like you're home free.
So that's how you do it.
That's basically, you got to take it in snippets.
100 miles from Fargo to Alec?
It's got to be damn near. It's 100, isn't it?
101 miles to the main exit.
That'd be a trough.
And it's wide open. And
flat.
You know what I've discovered, though? I think the 18-wheeler drivers, unless they're independents, have been ordered by their companies to stick closer to the speed limit to save petrol.
Really?
Yeah.
Because everybody's going 70, 71, 72, and I've been on that thing when they were all going damn near 80.
Yeah. A lot of them have governors. They can't go faster than 65.
Is that right? Because I've passed more 18-wheelers than I ever have.
Yeah.
And in the past, they'd pass you, you're going 75 or 6, so there's something going on there.
Yep.
The company put governors on them, you think?
Yep. And it's a fuel-saving measure and a safety measure. They also force them off the road after so many hours. So the old days of taking speed and, highballing across the country are over.
Yeah,
you probably saw the rest areas were full.
Yes, the rest areas are full. And you also got to watch your arse returning to the freeway if you stop somewhere, because somebody might be pulled over, parked there, sleeping too. So.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess, is that legal or not legal? But
it must
be.
You see it. Yeah, you see it everywhere.
You were at one of four NCAA hockey regionals.
Yes.
From which the Gophers emerged victorious.
Yes, they were 3 in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what occurred Thursday and Friday in the playoffs?
Oh.
The much vilified Big Ten put four teams in, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, and the Gophers. They scored Thursday and Friday. They scored 36 goals. The opposition scored 4.
Wow.
Gophers 9-2, 8-0, 8-1 and 11-1 were the wins. So the old whining about the Big Ten conference is pretty well over, I would say. But anyway, Gophers are Joe, the winning goal, the number three overall, the goal that made it 3-1 and told you they were going to win. The number three overall selection won the draw, threw the puck out to a guy in the top up above the circle, who was a second overall, who was second round draft choice, and the screen was provided by a second round draft choice.
Wow,
they got some talent.
Was Snuggerud involved?
Snuggerud was not involved in that one, but he's a, I believe he's a, is he first or second round?
He's up there.
He can shoot the puck too.
Yeah,
but anyway, they're good. So
who do they play?
Play Boston University.
Boston University.
The blue collar school,
Terriers.
Not the one out on the. Not the one out on the Chestnut Hill.
Oh, excuse me.
The one on Commonwealth Avenue, which is the train basically divides the campus.
Okay.
The tracks there, Commonwealth.
Will you be going to Tampa now that you're Mr. Hockey?
I don't think so. But I, if they certainly wanted me to, I would, yes. Yes, it's...
It's warm.
They have fallen in love with Tampa as a site, too. Mm-hmm. People love to
they
flock
play,
there.
They play, I take it, where the Lightning play.
Yes, they do, yeah.
What was the name of the building in Fargo?
Shields.
There's no college there, is there?
Not that plays hockey. But they have a USHL team.
Yeah,
the Fargo Fire, and it's 5,000 seats. It's okay.
New building,
fairly new.
But so that's about what St. Thomas will end up with, a 5,000 seat.
Yes, right about
seater.
That. They had a press box, Joe, that were the half of it I was in. There were two rows, and five chairs each, with very little room behind that chair.
Yeah.
And it was, I was about the fourth largest gentleman in there. There was some, we had some fat asses in that group. And if anybody wanted to move, everybody had to move.
Yeah.
Basically, you really were all advised to take care of your toiletry needs. Between periods.
That was
and
a
not
long
climb
game.
In there.
It started at 5, didn't it?
5:30.
Oh, 5:30. Okay, I thought it started at 5.
No, 5:30.
Because it was still on at 8 on the
5:35.
Radio.
5:35. It ended up a little after 8. Yeah. But unfortunately, the new modern deadlines, I had till 9:30. So you can't wait forever to...
Right.
By the time Moscow and the two players... The locker room was open, but by the time Moscow get done talking and the other guy, it's 8:50, so you don't have much time. So, anyway, but it's a good game. I mean, St. Cloud's good, but Gophers are better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're going to win it. You know what's starting to feel real, though?
What?
Wild.
Yeah?
I think they're a contender.
Plus,
I think they're a threat.
Plus, I think they have a problem.
Too much talent?
What do you do with the Cappy when he comes back?
Well, you play him, but...
You got to play him 25 minutes a game?
You know what they have because of the trades? Depth.
Yeah.
They have shown that they've had other injuries. Brodin was out for a while, and they've had other injuries, and...
They can't watch him tonight either. It's that Voodoo TV.
Is that Apple? Is tonight Apple?
Got pluses and stuff with it.
I think it's Apple.
It says Hulu.
Hulu?
Yeah, it says ESPN Plus or Hulu, comma ESPN Plus, whatever that means.
Well, I got Hulu, but I thought their big deal. I thought though the NHL's big deal was with Amazon. I thought
I don't know. I bet I don't get it.
The soccer's big deal is with Amazon. I think anyway. I don't know. Hulu, huh?
Yeah.
Who are we playing? The Crackheads, right?
Yep.
What time
are
we
very, and they're very good.
What time are we dropping the puck?
We dropped the puck at 7.
Okay. All right. I should go, but I don't have a lot of energy today. I don't know what it is.
Then you take on the Colorados and the Vegas.
On the road,
On the road.
Yeah. Yep. This is are we going to win the division time?
That's right.
It does make a difference because you don't want to go to Colorado to start. You don't want them finishing second, you finishing third.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can beat Dallas, though. I don't think Dallas is that good. I'm not an expert, you know. I'm an expert on college hockey now. I'm not an expert on NHL hockey.
I see Willis. Willis had another big night last night, huh? Willis Reed. I've been calling Carl Anthony Towns.
Well,
Willis.
he had made 12 out of 2 out of 13 shots, but then they had a steal with Kyle Anderson. And as they broke down the court, they threw the ball to him above the three-point line. And instead of mess around like teams love to do, he took the open shot and made it. He's a very good three-point shooter. And he made that. And then they held on, played great defense, won the game. It was a great
finish. Well, old Willis is coming through here at the end.
Yeah, he is. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we could call this a sequel to the movie on two free throws, though, because he was 3 for 14 for the night.
Yeah.
So
yeah, 3 for 14,
mm-hmm.
A little rusty.
Yeah, Edwards didn't shoot well either, but they guarded people and they pulled it out.
How do you lose to a team with Curry on it? How do you win against a team with Curry?
Golden State was 30-7 at home, and has been terrible on the road. But that was a good win last night. This has been a entertaining team to watch. Mm-hmm. Unpredictable, but a lot of deep depth, just like the Wild. Hmm. Their two best players can be missing, and they can still put a representable product on the field, on the court. They kind of like the Wild. They're missing 2, 3, 4. They were missing Kaprizov and a couple other guys, and still either getting a point or winning the game.
You know who's become a hell of a player is Boldy.
Oh God, yes, he's talented.
Man,
I saw him in college. He was playing for Boston College. And I think it was St. Cloud that was playing them. Was Moscow still coaching up there? I'm not sure. In the Final Four, or Frozen Four, semis, it was St. Cloud. And they just hit the hell out of them, beat the hell out of them. And Boldy kind of didn't exactly get involved in the scrums. And I was thinking, uh-oh, he's one of those Boston College softies, but he's not. He's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great draft choice.
Explain to me the starting pitcher for the Twins Thursday, the opening day pitcher.
Pablo, he's the guy we got for Arise. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he's there. I got my issues with what's going on there, though, beyond the philosophy. Did you see Sonny Gray, by the way?
No.
Took a shot at the way the Twins used their pitchers last year. Starting pitchers.
He's willing to go deeper.
Yes. He says we should all be willing. And then, right, it doesn't sound like Rocco liked that too well. He says,
I'm not looking forward to it.
Rocco said, I'll make
the
decisions on when to take a pitcher out. But Sonny seems to speak his mind, which is nice to have one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to another year of the Rocco managing style.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got something to tell you here.
All right.
We got rid of Arise, right?
Yep.
Our leadoff hitter. Struck out, I believe, 48 times last year.
Mm-hmm.
The projected leadoff hitter for Thursday in Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 160 last year.
Oh, good.
Struck out 40% of the time, but he'll get some walks. He'll work the pitcher. Unfortunately, he works him until the point he strikes out.
Right.
But so this is pretty much like having, now he can run. He's a fairly good athlete. But this may be the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. Joey Gallo, 160. Now they're going to say, yes, but his on-base percentage is 310 or something. The batting order turns over, okay? Somebody, the nine-hitter, you got a guy on first and one out.
Yep.
And now you're rolling the batting over.
Right.
And you got Correa hitting second.
Right.
You know what I want to see happen before Correa hits second? I want to see Louis Arise slap a single somewhere, have the guy on first, go to third, and have first and third, one out, mm-hmm. and now Correa's coming
mm-hmm.
up. What you're going to have is The guy's on first with one out. Joey's going to strike out. And then Correa's going to come up with a guy in first and two outs.
Right.
That's not as good.
You lament the Arise trade.
I do. I would have figured if I wanted Pablo Lopez, they said they wouldn't take anybody else. But I just think Carlos Correa, you just gave $200 million to. You don't want Joey Gallo hitting in front of him. You want Louis Arise hitting in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I am not optimistic with this team. And with the Wild being great, the Wolves being interesting, and the Wild potentially having a nice summer or spring run, interest in this. I am not hearing a lot of Twins talk, are you?
No.
Not?
Zero.
And they're out hustling like crazy trying to sell out the opener, but they're not going to. So they're giving away 20,000 T-shirts or some dang thing or
When's
hats
the home
or
opener? A week,
week
from Thursday?
Thursday? Week from Thursday. They're in Kansas City, and then they got to go back to Miami, which is kind of a stupid schedule. But And then they come back here. So
you like the Final Four lineup?
Well, I'd like to see Dutch's kid, Brian Dutcher, figure out a way to win it. San Diego State. But, boy, they play a different style. They play old-time, guard your basketball, rebound, tough, beat you in a, you know, try to beat you by getting to 60 points. And I think it is a field that is going to produce Florida Atlantic, Miami, and who else we got? We got San Diego State. I'm so fixated I can't even remember who the fourth team is.
UConn,
which is probably going to win it. I think we're going to have the lowest ratings ever for a Final Four. Yes. I mean, there's some good stories, but there's no, you know, there's no Duke, there's no Kentucky, there's no none of the big names are in it. It was really weird. This Florida Atlantic is an amazing story.
Is that a made-up school?
It's in Boca Raton.
Yeah.
When I'd go down and visit the grandkids, I would often circle through the campus there as a shortcut to get to the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe to look at the scenery, too.
Sure.
It's Florida. It's a nice, warm weather. The students are out for a walk, you know.
Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be 5 years old.
No, it's probably 40, but 50.
Really?
But it's new buildings. Yeah. When Ryan was running the golf tournament down there, Florida Atlantic was one of his tent holders.
Oh.
And he knew all the people from there. So he was, but he says he thinks most of those have moved on to other places now. But he was almost a Florida Atlantic alum. He knew those people.
Established as Florida's fifth public university in 1961. It's quickly grown to become one of the largest institutions in the state by enrollment.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, never mind what I said.
Where tomorrow begins.
Oh, is that what it is?
Love to check the endowment. As of 2020?
Probably about $10
million. $240
million. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Not quite up to St. Thomas, but not bad, huh?
Right.
What have the Tommies got these days? 500?
I have no idea.
What's the endowment?
Look right now.
Look at the endowment right now. 400 maybe?
Well, I started doing ice out dates again,
much to
the dismay of the staff.
Well, they don't want they ice don't out
like
dates.
Yeah, we try not. I went for a walk while he did
it. Hey,
we
got rid of a lot of snow last week, though, man, alive.
It's the perfect melt to prevent flooding.
Yes. My roof, the garage part of the roof, is not insulated.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a rainstorm off that baby like that. It is... It is banging around.
653
St. Thomas.
What do they do with it?
Spend it. Hopefully give wonderful scholarships to kids that graduate from CDH and have already been accepted there.
Yes.
We'll find out.
So I got a report here. Yeah. You know, there was great ridicule that took place on Garage Logic, on Monday Night Sports Talk, when it was revealed by me that I had hired a handyman to put the toilet seat on downstairs.
Right. You were the absolute.
Everybody cool. thought that was because I didn't want to get down there.
You didn't want to kneel there underneath it.
So apparently it became time for a toilet seat change upstairs in the big bathroom.
There you go. Who do you got to call?
Seemed okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't.
That this occurred. We did change the toilet seat within the household.
You
this
didn't
a,
do it.
And I am damn proud of her, too, I want to tell you. I am extremely proud of the person who changed the toilet seat. Is it? And
did
I
you
said,
coach? Did you coach at all?
No.
You were smart enough to leave the room.
And I said, you want me to hold it while you're
do something?
You, is right. there anything I can do? Stay away from it.
Yep.
She was... So yes, it's been changed, and
good.
And you
that's
know,
fantastic.
And it's nice to know that
that's available
now,
to you.
Now I did tell her it had to be tightened up a little, and so I think maybe
we got a little test run here.
And
hang on.
If I get down on the floor to try to tighten it up,
you might not get.
I may
up.
Never get right, back up. I may up. Just have to spend the rest of my life there. So. Yes, but we did not have to call the handyman to change.
If you
the
go
toilets.
Down in the middle of a floor and there's nothing around, can you
I
get
start
back
crawling?
Up?
No, hell no, no. Oh. I got to start crawling.
Yeah,
really?
I did not. Nobody found this one out, but about 3 or 4 days after we got back from the hospital visit, which we haven't talked about, but I was driving by then and did the slip on the.
On the ice.
The car was out in the driveway.
Yeah.
Did the slip on the ice, but I kind of slipped out on my ass instead of fall. Instead of a fall. But now I was down on this ice with the door open.
Yeah.
And I had to claw my way back into that car. If somebody would have driven by and looked, they would have said, there's a crazy man attempting to, there's a crazy person grabbing a hold of anything he can, trying to haul himself back into the car. Because the convertible is not easy in and out anyway in the winter. You know.
What car did you take to Fargo?
Took the convertible.
You did?
Because the weather was good, and I wanted to have satellite radio. But it was 7 or 8, and I didn't have the guts to call inside to get help because she'd told me, you're not supposed to be out there in that driveway yet. You know, I'd already been told, warned not to have something like that occur. So it was a wrestling match, man. It was 7-8 minutes, and I finally got up to the seat. And then when I got to the seat, I was like belly first into the seat. And now I had to roll over swing the legs in. It was unbelievable. I wish I had a video. It'd do a million hits on the.
Oh my God! Hell yeah! You'd go viral.
I would go viral. Yes, but I also would go to the divorce court. anyway, it was terrible. God Almighty!
You got to be very focused.
Oh, you do.
You can't get cocky.
No, you can't. Down the steps. See, I often sleep in the dungeon because it's downstairs.
Right.
So it's like 8 steps. But the light is at the light switch is at the top of the steps.
Yeah.
So you either got chance of the dungeon's a great sleeping room. No silence, complete dark if you want to get sleep. But you got to, you flip the switch, then you got to go down the 8 steps. And then you got to flip the switch down there, so then you got to go back up, you know, the 8 steps to turn this switch off in the hallway to go back, or you can just take your chances in the dark, you know, so which is what I generally do, and hold like hell onto that banister, and then figure that I can make.
This is getting almost sad.
It is because the last step, you got to say. Was that it?
Yeah.
Or is there one
Did I
more?
Count? Where
is
am I?
One more? You kind of feel around like you're putting your foot in the water.
Yeah, it does. Climbing down steps is way worse than going up steps at my advanced
age. I like a railing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll use a railing.
Tom Kelly. I was talking to Kelly the other day, and Kelly's got some. He got a new hip.
Yeah.
He had to get a new hip. So he's got the steps to go upstairs. I think he told me 13 or 14 steps to go upstairs. But he's only got the half banister on the left side.
Oh.
So, and he needs, so, so he was telling me how they want him to go up on that side because it's the hip is, it's better for the hip if he goes up on the side with only half a banister. So I'm saying, okay, he's worried about the half a banister, right?
Yeah.
The guy managed the Twins for years.
Right.
He's got, he had buddies in New Jersey that put him into all kinds of money.
Right.
The guy's, he's got money.
Right.
I'm saying, he's telling me how he's learned to pull himself up with two hands on the banister. Get a new banister.
Get somebody
call
in there.
Call the banister guy.
Yeah, get the banister department.
Yeah, give me the banister department. Get a new banister in there, for God's sakes. You don't have to tug it up like
this is not fun, man.
No, God, age is old is not meant for what cowards, right? Mellencamp say.
All right, what else we got?
We got the opener. We talked about that. We're very pessimistic. The Wild were very optimistic.
Yep.
The Gophers were very optimistic.
Yep.
The Wolves have been fun. What else we got? State basketball championships. RTR, the little school, Russell Tyler Ruthen, defeated New Life Academy in the A final. So that was good because so the public schools didn't have to whine about the, you know, the little private schools,
right,
which I don't think should be in that class. And then 2A, Albany, first state title ever, beat Minnehaha Academy. So two victories for the public schools. That was good.
And De La Salle lost.
Yes, to Grace.
Yep.
Grace repeated as state champion. And then Wayzata beat...
Park Center.
Park Center. And apparently there was a dust-up up in the hallway.
Yep.
But,
Rumble.
That game was a socioeconomic spread. Between Wayzata and Park Center, you know, and pretty soon there was a rumble going on there.
Yes, that
no one got hurt.
The Socias, and the which one was with the rumble? God dang it!
Park Center and Wayzata.
No. I'm saying the movie, the book,
in the West Side Story.
They were Sharks and the Jets.
Yes,
but I can't remember for
is that Wayzata's first title.
I did not go to. I did not watch the second West Side Story, the recent one, right?
Okay, you got the Rita Moreno one, the original.
No. Yes, but Natalie Wood. Ooh.
Oh, Natalie Wood. No.
Hey, didn't Wayzata win?
A better-looking young woman than Natalie Wood, hands down.
So say you and Robert Wagner.
Rebel without a cause. I would have driven off the cliff for Rebel without the cause. Really?
Did Wayzata win in 1959?
1959, yes.
And then this year, is that it?
They had not been back to the state tournament until I did a column on it.
Back in 1959, man, Wayzata had to be a rural outpost.
I did this column, and I looked up from the 1959. They were going against Jack Thurnblad, who's a wonderful, he's dead now, but he was in his 90s. And he was their coach in 59. Then he coached forever at Carleton.
Yeah.
And then he was retired. And a great character, a well-known character, a Vegas regular. When I interviewed him for the column, and he was about, it would have had to be 12 or 13, maybe 14, I don't know. He was at the slots in the Flamingo. That's where I was. And he was about 93 years old, and I was interviewing him there. Just a great character. When they went to road games there, they'd have two cars, his and then another car. They'd take two cars to games. And Jack always let one of the students drive his car as a Chrysler or something. Yeah. And they'd students, and then, you know, Jack would sit in the car and have cigarettes and, you know, tell stories. And... But, Joe, I found a photo of Why is that? Because, you know, when a team made the state tournament, the one of Class Days, the Star of the Tribune, the Pioneer Press went out and did stories. And these guys were in front of this old cafe in Wayzata.
I remember this picture.
Weather, waving goodbye to Wayzata for the trip to the Twin Cities.
Right.
Like 20 miles. They were going to go stay at the Leamington, for God's sakes. Or the Curtis, one of the two. I don't know which. But it was like waving goodbye. Now they all get their Jaguar and they're downtown in 8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It is amazing it took that long because— You know, you went to multi-classes in 71. You went to four classes in the late 80s, and they'd never been back.
Could a single-class tournament still work?
I don't think so. They've just gotten too...
Everything's changed. Nutrients have changed, and kids are bigger.
Well, all off-season work has changed.
Workouts have changed.
And all these kids are on... AAU teams.
So we'll never see a Russell Tyler Ruthen play Wayzata.
No, they did. But this Cherry, this kid Cherry, Isaac Asuma, who's Cherry is just a township up in the range. It's really nothing except a school. But this kid, he's up there 3 hours away from the Twin Cities, but he plays AAU basketball down here. Mom drives him down here. And the kid brother, too, drives him down here all the time. They drive six-hour round trips so he can practice and play with his AAU team down here. And all these star players know each other from AAU summer ball.
The current 25-year-old has no idea how great the single class tournament was.
No, I wrote something Saturday about it, and the 60th anniversary of Marshall Cloquet, which was the great final. And I was watching a video that Cloquet did probably 15 years ago on it. And in the middle of the championship game, which is, you know, on Saturday, they'd have a consolation game at 6, a third place game at 7:30, and the championship game wasn't scheduled to start till 9 on Saturday night. They let us stay out that late.
Yeah.
Games didn't take that long, obviously. But and so you got four championship sessions and one consolation champion. And in the middle of the fourth quarter, they announced total attendance for this year's state basketball tournament, 87,000. So they had.
What did they play? What was a half? 12 minutes?
12. I know. Quarters were 8 minutes.
4 8-minute quarters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But they made it.
32
at the state
minutes.
Tournament, they might have had two TV timeouts in the first half or something, but there were no TV timeouts. There were no endless timeouts like they are now. Basketball is killing itself with timeouts.
I was saying
and reviews.
Those college players can never tell me they're tired because the television timeouts are 3-4
minutes.
And then
they start having the reviews.
Yeah.
I was watching, was it Iowa? The Iowa women's team. In the opening round, or second round, the other day, and they had a minute, they had 53 seconds, and then a five-minute overtime. And it took, it wasn't Iowa, it was somebody else, it took 36 minutes in actual time.
Really?
Because women's basketball officials stink. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're terrible.
Careful.
Okay, they're the worst thing. They're terrible. I mean, I don't know about their body odors, but they're terrible as referees. Because, you know, the men pay more, and then the men second division, and then the women get the leftovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have the huddle at the, you know, to see if there's 17.2 seconds left or 17.7.
So very important, those tenths
of a
second.
Very important. And then... Then they'll look. The two of them will look, you know, for like 5 minutes. And then they'll call the other one in. And they'll have him or her look. And then they'll go and have a big conference. It'll take 10 minutes.
That's 2 points.
10 minutes. As I said, Joe, get rid of the tenths on the clock.
The tenths aren't helping.
When we were youth.
We didn't have tenths.
When we were youth, we didn't have tenths.
You had seconds.
If there was 8 seconds left.
Yep.
If you're throwing a ball in with 2 seconds to go, shoot.
Yep.
Because you don't have 2.8 left. You don't know how much you have left. So shoot. And it's like, you know, but it's when they start reviewing, you know, generally speaking, I think review has been horrible for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Well, the NFL, it certainly prolongs things.
Yes. And it's, you know, the NFL, we're going to, 2 minutes. You're going to get, remember when we're going to get 2 minutes? They might take an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get it right. No, you don't. This is, you know, you don't have to get it right. Yeah, well, it's nice to get it right, but you don't have to get it right.
Baseball's done robotically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah. But, Joe, so far, shot clock taking 30 minutes a game off the time a game.
You mean the pitch count?
Yeah, well, I call it the shot clock. Yeah. But the pitch clock, yes.
Pitch clock.
Yes. It's going. And here's the other good news. I saw Morneau was quoted as saying he can hardly get what he wants to say in between the games going so fast. So that's,
I love the guy, but he talks too
well,
much.
Well, plus I heard him on with Gladdy yesterday because Gladdy Provis wasn't around. They were pretty good because they're leading each other places and talking baseball. It was pretty good. But Morneau needs guidance, I think.
Okay.
That's enough.
Yeah.
See you later.
Okay, see you next week.
Yeah.
Or Friday or something.